I love superheroes. The Flash is my favorite, hands down, then Daredevil, followed by Spider-Man and Superman. If you're a comic person, you'll have noticed that I'm not partial to one universe. I read both, I enjoy both, and while I admit Marvel has done some amazing things with the MCU, I'm mostly a DC guy. Why? Because they have an epic cohort of supers with a clear purpose proudly in the name. The Justice League. Don't avenge me. Don't wait, then react. I want someone who's proactively trying to prevent injustices and take action in the moment. I can hear Batman explain why he gets involved over and over again when it would just be easier to stay out. Because it's wrong. But is justice powerful people making sure weaker people don't get trampled on? Is it the decision of a judge or jury? Or is it something we can all practice, day to day? I'm James Check, and this is The Seed. The CCC says, "Justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm will to give their due to God and neighbor." Justice toward God is called the virtue of religion. Justice towards men disposes one to respect the rights of each and to establish in human relationships the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to the common good. Let's break that last sentence down a bit. To establish in human relationship the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to the common good. Equity, not equality. That in our relationships, justice promotes a person's value, promotes their worth. To be a just person means that when I interact with you, I do everything in my power to uphold and acknowledge your dignity as someone made by God, loved by God, and if you're willing, given a purpose by God. Justice is not the same thing as fair, although we consider them synonyms. To be fair means to adhere to the rules and laws that govern a situation. Unfortunately, sometimes following the rules doesn't include the part about dignity and equity that justice demands. Justice is measured in relationships. Any relationship, family, friends, business, civil service, law. I think exploring our family relationships is important to understand and promote justice. The most difficult role I have in my family is disciplining my son. Growing up is harder than it looks, harder than we adults remember sometimes. And I experienced a lot of demeaning comments when I got in trouble as a kid. "What, are you stupid? Why would you do something like that?" And while as a child I was determined never to do that to my kids, when I became a parent, I was appalled at how quickly those kinds of phrases are always ready to surface. But that was the way I was taught. The writings of St. Paul give us a picture of justice between parents and children. "Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Respect your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise added, so that all may go well with you and you may live a long time in the land. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry. Instead, bring them up with Christian discipline and instruction." For me and my son, I exasperate him when I don't give him a chance to share his side of the story. When I just want a quick apology or I shut him down because I don't want to hear any excuses, I can see the sense of injustice rising in him. He would run to his room, refuse to speak to me, or say sorry in the most begrudging tone, and stew in the injustice. And yes, even though I was in the right, and as a parent it's my job to discipline him, my approach was unjust because I wasn't treating him based on what I know about him. Lately, I've tried to start any conversation about bad behavior one of two ways. "Can you tell me what happened? and why so-and-so is upset with you. Or, buddy, I know you're a good kid. You're kind and generous, so I don't understand why you did this. The first thing he needs to know is that I love him and that I see him first. And then we deal with his actions. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. This is why God is just. God always, always sees us first. God never excuses our sin, but he addresses it in a way that gives us hope. Justice is about relationships and power. It's not about standing up for the little guy. It's about acknowledging that there is a little guy. And I believe that injustice happens when we confuse equity with equality, pretend everyone is on the same level, and we judge based on the facts. When was the last time you felt the burden of injustice? Whatever was happening, how people were being treated, how you were being treated, just wasn't right. Injustice is something we feel viscerally because what is being damaged, our dignity and worth, is unseen. And that makes it worse. Being disciplined doesn't bother me when I'm in the wrong. But treating me in a way that conveniently diminishes our relationship and tries to devalue me sometimes becomes too much. So that's the power of justice. That through the messiness of how we treat each other as individuals, citizens, parishioners, colleagues, communities, neighbors, friends, family, that God demands a person's dignity and life be what we see first and determine how we treat others. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. Well, that's it for this episode. The Seed is written and produced by me, James Check, with editing input from Jessica Check. You can dig deeper into the passages of this episode by reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, Matthew chapter 12, verses 18 through 21, and in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1807. You heard music this episode by David Feslian. It would be great if you were able to connect with The Seed through Facebook or Twitter, stay in touch, leave comments, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. But as always, my request is that you would share this episode with just one person, the person that God is putting on your heart. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Seed.